Reader's Notes. Hey, it's Rena Jenkins. In case you forgot what my voice sounded like after the last 9.5 hours. So these are my Reader's Notes for A Good Few Verses, and this is the part of the podcast where I wax effusive about Soul Space and this story and Pod Together 2020, which is a milestone. This is the 10th year that this collaboration project has happened, and I have had an incredible experience every year, which is like, I don't know, it kind of sounds like something cheesy to say, but it really, I've had such wonderful collaborative projects that have come out of this, and this story in particular is just like the perfect thing to cap off a decade of projects like this. So, as Soul Space mentioned a little earlier, I had recorded a bunch of her stuff back in Hobbit fandom in like 2012 to 2014, probably. Jeez, Pop Phantom was a while ago. And then just sort of made my way through her catalog of that stuff and made myself at home with the feely keely and the feelings. And then, you know, people move on to different fandoms and they fall out of touch with each other. And then suddenly it was February and my sister's boyfriend was like, "Watch The Witcher. I think it's great. It's like the Game of Thrones, but without the terrible things. And I think you'd really enjoy it." And then I did, because it was enjoyable. And of course, the first thing I did after watching that was go looking for fic. And who did I see but Soul Space right there. Name recognition. Wait, hang on. I think there's blanket permission, but I should double check. So I sent a left comment, and it was a very moment of like, I hope you recognize me. I hope this isn't weird coming out of nowhere. How can I conveniently and non-creepily remind you of the fact that we did in fact know each other once? And I was, like, all kind of stoked for it to be weird or potentially awkward. And then it wasn't. It was, in fact, a delightful reconnection happening right there. And then I kind of, again, made myself at home in Soul Space's Witcher fic. And, like, you know, rolled around in, like, a happy puppy. And it was delightful. And then I left another comment on fic that was basically like, "So, since you're still here and you have not run screaming yet, how do you feel about Pod Together?" And kind of dubconned an agreement. I think I may have come on a little strong. But I think it's such an amazing, incredibly interactive and collaborative experience for this. And I love the stuff that comes out of it. And I'm very excited and enthusiastic about this challenge anyway. And Suspice said yes. And that was in May. And Pod Together signups didn't actually open until, like, the second week of June. So we definitely got a head start on this project, and I think it shows, because this story is incredible. And it was such a wonderful, affirming experience, like, as far as, like, bouncing ideas off of each other. Soul Space was so welcoming to, like, let me just... Oh, shut up. It's been sirens all goddamn night. Oh yeah, it's like 2 in the morning, and my second deadline extension has already come and gone, and... Well, I listened to Soul Space's author's notes, and they were too sincere for words, and it took me a couple moments to take a breath and step down and figure out how to answer that properly, because you say too many nice things for me, I lose words. Anyway, it's... Stop saying nice things about me. But yeah, Soul Space was so incredible to work with, and it was such an organic and welcoming experience to bounce ideas off of each other and watch these ideas sort of grow and spawn other ideas that, like, trickled their way into the story or sort of made their way at home into the backstory of this verse that may not have shown up in this story, but keep an eye on this space. There's going to be continuing adventures within this verse, or I don't know if we can call it a verse because it's still within canon. Within this series, there will be additional stories, and some of them are pure delight, and some of them are a little heartbreaking, and some of them are just fucking porn. Anyway, Yeah, so Space's enthusiasm just, like, fed my enthusiasm for 2 months straight of, like, building this up, and we just sort of kept egging each other on in a way that felt, on my end, and hopefully it felt the same for Space, but, like, very, like, it feeds your enthusiasm, so then you get more enthusiastic, and you put that back in, and you just sort of keep ramping it up and ratcheting it up to a point of, like, sublime joy. I don't know. It was a glorious exchange for several months. This project really has been, I guess for people listening down the line, this is currently August 2020, and we are several months into the COVID-19 pandemic in America. It has been longer for other countries. It has been a long time here, too. And this project has been such a welcome distraction, motivation, joy, creative outlet, a cathartic sobbing of terribleness in part six. I started sort of personal reflection time. I started COVID-19 with the idea that, like, I'm going to have a craft project, something that will exist because I was here and, like, showing my progress has been made and everything like that. And this story on the brainstorming end was, like, you know, spark and kindling, and it went so fast and so lively and so well. And then Suspice was writing it, and it was glorious for me to get to read it and sort of add my little commentary on the side of the G-Doc. And then it came time to record, and, like, that was when I hit my stumbling block, I guess. It felt a little bit like everybody else already had this block at the beginning of quarantine, and I didn't, and now it's hitting now at the least helpful time, where you just sort of felt completely drained and, like, you know, non-motivated and just sort of meh. But having a partner who was so excited about this story and, like there were accountability emails involved, and knowing that someone else was as excited about seeing the final completed version of this and was, like, rooting for me to do my part of it as in a way that I sort of couldn't motivate myself at the time was really, really wonderful. And it felt so, if I can't do it for me, I can do it for her. It just, this wasn't here until we made it. And the story that Suspace told here about sort of, I've been pimping it to, you know, Podfic Twitter as, like, Yaskier and Yennefer build the final side of the OT3 triangle together. And, like, we are building a story that didn't exist, and they are building a relationship that didn't exist, and we're discussing people's vulnerabilities, and we're talking about people's deepest, darkest secrets, and we're finding commonality between, you know, people who didn't really necessarily have that kind of relationship on screen, but in the text they have a different, it was so good, it was so good, and I felt very supported and motivated the entire way through. Well, no, I didn't feel motivated the entire way through, but I felt externally supported the whole way through in a way that was lovely. Sorry, I had to wait for the sirens to come. The title for this fic actually comes from a quote in Blood of Elves, the novel. It goes, "You don't know," Yennefer repeated. "You, who usually know everything, and then sing about everything. Even such intimate matters as someone else's feelings. I listened to your ballads beneath Blairby's dandelion. You dedicated a good few verses to me." "Poetry," he muttered, staring at the chicken, "has its rights. No one should be offended." Because it's a 5-in-1. It's a good few verses of Yaskier and Yennefer's story. And it's an obvious nod to the songness of Yaskier. Plus, the actual quote is more about how he doesn't know her as well as he thinks he does, which is their whole journey of getting to know each other. It just fits so perfectly, and it was such a I got to help find that and put that together, and it felt very rewarding. it was just like, we actually had a lot of really wonderful discussions about The Amazing Devil and several of their songs, because that was the soundtrack of my quarantine and the soundtrack of Slow Space Quarantine, and also sort of like how in Bandom every other fic was either a Fall Out Boy or a Panic song title. In the Witcher fandom, every other fic is a The Amazing Devil lyric as their fic title. And there was a lot of discussion about musicality and the best way to show that in this podfic. And I couldn't quite make it work the way I wanted it to, but the songs that were chosen will be available as a fan mix for this in a related work that you can check out at a later date. Also, check out The Amazing Devil's Live at Beachmast version of Marbles, because it is utterly heart-wrenching and raw and gutting and amazing and shaped very much the whole scene where Yennefer and Yaskier are talking about parents and parenting and sort of not looking for external sources to provide personal fulfillment and completion. Yeah, those two sort of, they're a whole ass mood. Thank you to Sospace for humoring me about Yaskier's chest hair and the manhandling, and Geralt has a type, because all of those things just felt so good seeing them elaborated and fully fleshed out in the text. And also getting to see Yennefer's more vulnerable side and how Yaskier sort of teaches her, like, you know, if she's going to weaponize her possessiveness because Geralt is hers and Yaskier is hers, and she's going to rescue them and keep them safe. And Yaskier is teaching her also that you can be vulnerable in a way that does not endanger yourself, or like you can be that kind of vulnerable in a way when you're safe with these people, and that it's okay to flay yourself open. And that line just like stuck with me. It was beautiful. And that kind of emotional vulnerability and that openness and that intimacy of trust, even more intimate than, you know, fucking, it was just so good for me. Also, Sospace's idea that, like, Yaskier talks so much during sex that his partners think he doesn't need words, and then Yennefer notices, and then, like, basically weaponizes praise kink to the, you know, takes the dial and cranks it to 11, and just sort of the way it fits into Yaskier's character, and also the way it fits into Yennefer's character, and then she shares it with Geralt, and then they share that all together, and Sospace wrote such good, it's hot, but it's also, like, character and examination and deeply metaphysical nonsense. I don't know. It was beautiful. I liked it a lot. The bit with the matching tattoos is a joy. It really is. There's so many glorious moments in this story that just really gave me incredible joy. And basically, I spent a significant portion of May, June, July shouting about this story to my roommates because they could not get away, and I did not stop talking about it. And so one night over dinner, I started telling my roommate about the outline for this story, but I kind of skipped over some stuff and just said, we're going to do a 5-in-1, and the last scene is going to be about Yennefer and Geralt drinking to deal with how they're immortals, and the only part of Yaskier will live on as long as they do is the legacy of his songs. Someone's probably going to cry. And my roommate was like, wow, you've found someone who's as hurtful as you are. I hope you're happy together. And we were, because it really was so much pain in part 6. If you stop at part 5, you have a happily ever after, and you don't have to deal with the pain. But, like, the growth, the characters who were developed in OCs, but they feel like they're part of the world, and the slow thread of, like, yeah, scares. Spy crafting and like how that interacts with the world around them, and like the different like scopes of their interactions, but like the same kind of intensity of their impact upon the world around them, and just it was a really incredible experience. I've said it like 4 times, I know, working with Sospace and getting to help direct the story in a little bit, because what came out of Sospace's brain is just so glorious to see and such a wonderful thing to experience as it flowed, and it just sort of took you on this journey of growth, and it felt so good to get to watch this happen in real time. And yeah, just on the back end of things, I hope the joy that we had bringing this story to life came through when you listened, because it just felt so alive and vibrant and like a perfect fitting cap to a decade of this challenge. And I could not have asked for a more enthusiastic partner who, like, threw down and threw everything on the wall. And you know what? I want to say 97% of it stuck, and the stuff that didn't stick is going to show up in another story anyway. Yeah, it was a wonderful experience, and I'm so glad that I did not scare Sospace off with my over-enthusiasm drive-by comment on AO3 that was sort of like, hey, things haven't been weird yet, let's make it weird. And then it didn't, and it was in fact beautiful. And I kind of got to spend quarantine with an extra friend, you know? So, time capsule moment, listening to this 10 years down the line. I also got to meet my 10-year Podfic anniversary while we were working on this, and that just felt like very, very good. It's been wonderful. I'm so glad to have been a part of this, and I hope you enjoyed listening. Thank you to my incredible partner, and thank you to the Pod Together mods for running this again, and thank you for listening. I just said that. It's 2 in the morning. Fuck. Have a nice day.